We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from accessing this sound.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You got it, DJ. You got it. That's the Rock Pod. Rock Pod jingle.
It's the Rock Pod official Rock jingle,
Pod
bro.
Official jingle, bringing it back for this episode number 69. Yeah, Rock yeah. Pod number 59. Number 69.
Sorry 69, about that. Sorry about
that. Yes, sir. And we're live on mixlr.com/ROTPOD with myself, Mr. B. And you can find all my information, how to get a hold of me, how to see everything about me at rollingofftrackpodcast.com. So don't be afraid to tweet, email, send a social media. And the one thing that I should have thought about a long time ago is if you want to mention anything to the Rock Pod, to the podcast, just I think we're going to try and start using the hashtag ROTPOD. That way during the podcast, we could just search hashtag ROTPOD and it'll pick up everything. Yes, sir. So, yeah. So I started out today just doing hashtag ROTPOD. I mentioned that. So I think from now on, I'm going to start putting that on social media. And tonight, it's myself. It's always Mr. DJ. And DJ, we got a request for you.
Oh, yeah? Give me some brew and I might just chill. But I'm the type that like to light another joint like Cypress Hill. I still feel these spin loogies when I puff on me. At JD420
to roll up to DJ Problems.
Yeah. Nevertheless,
I'm hella fresh, rolling joints like a cigarette. Yes, sir, yes, sir. Light one for JC.
Smoke one for JC.
As always, we're ready, but we're not ready. And my co-host, my sidekick, DJ Problems. How's it going, DJ?
Yo, Mr. B. We in the building, Rock Pod Studios,
yes,
Albuquerque, New Mexico. We're doing it big, man.
505. Yes, sir. So, just tell the people how to get a hold of you, bro.
You guys already know. If you're new to the podcast, you guys can find me alongside Mr. B at ROTPOD at the Rock Pod or rollingofftrackpodcast.com. Hashtag ROTPOD. I got mixed up. You guys can find me on rollingofftrackpodcast.com. And if you guys have any trouble with that, you guys could always Google me or hashtag me DJ Problems
hashtag official. It.
You know, tweet it.
Yep.
So
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, one thing I want to say about the hashtags is somebody brought up the nobody uses the hashtags, but I want to inform the listeners that you can always use the hashtags if you want. Hashtag Mr. B, hashtag DJ Problems. And most important, hashtag ROTPOD. That way, at any time, if you want to find something related to the podcast, we could just search hashtag ROTPOD, and it'll bring everything up like on a list. So it'll work on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. So that'll be one easy way to bring up like mentions.
Oh, so that way everybody can interact and stuff like that with us on Twitter and stuff like that.
Yes, sir. So. Like this guy, Matthew B. He was if he did a hashtag ROTPOD or hashtag DJ Problems, then he could have mentioned this to you. But I got a chance to save it. There's a Superman symbol and a Batman symbol. Remember that thing?
Did you send me that in the email?
No, he shared it on FB.
Oh, on Facebook?
Yeah, remember where it says the Superman symbol says this means hope. Then there's a Batman symbol says this means you're about to kick your ass kicked.
Yeah, that was good, man. I really like that. I remember that now. Yeah.
So that's just the one of the things I mentioned that DJ mentioned that Batman's favorite's Batman.
I'm in the Batcave tonight. You know.
Oh yeah. Where's your sidekick?
No sidekicks, brother. I'm rolling solo dolo.
Solo dolo.
Solo dolo. My sidekick's Mr. B. I ain't rolling solo. I'm rolling dodo.
Rolling dodo. He'll be up.
Rolling that double dose.
double ROTPOD.
Yeah.
So cool. Yeah, I'm just sitting here chilling, Rock Pod Studios with some water. It's a late night. Getting this podcast on a late night, buddy.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess we got some good news today, huh?
We got some really good news, Mr. B.
Really good news, spreading the.
Shit.
It's another place to spread the Rolling Off Track podcast. Am I right?
Where's that at, Mr. B? Where's that at?
Oh yeah, the one. I guess this is the good place to people. A lot of people listen to. A lot of it's gonna spread the word pretty quick. Is iHeartRadio.
Oh shit.
You know, so if you favor the iHeartRadio app or the website, then Rolling Off Track Podcast is gonna be on there.
Yeah, dude.
You know, I just got an email today. It said, "Congratulations, your podcast is now gonna be on iHeartRadio." So I guess I guess now when you're listening to this right now, you could probably look up ROTPOD or Rolling Off Track Podcast on iHeartRadio and get your fix there.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, man, that's pretty good, man. Just keep doing what we love.
Dude, you know how exciting that is, Mr. B?
if you think about it, man, it's like, I mean, that's like pretty good, man.
Dude. We're going to be famous one day, bro, and everybody's going to listen to us fucking jabber about bullshit. Well, at least me anyways, bro. Fucking, you know me, I'm always talking fucking out of my ass.
Yeah. So this is kind of like a journal for ABQ, for the 505, you know?
Hell yeah, brother.
That's one of the things that I would like to see in the future. You know, somebody looking up ROTPOD, and it's related to Albuquerque and 505, and just... say, oh, look at, check out these guys. These guys represent the 505, and being able to look to the past and just being able to listen to us, you know?
Dude, that's so cool. So how is iHeartRadio spelled? Because I've never really looked into it. Is it just like iHeartRadio? Is that spelled out, or is it like a heart? Or
yeah, it's spelled out with the letter I.
Mm-hmm. Not like iPhone?
Like iPhone. iHeart. You spell out heart, then space, and then radio. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But that's real exciting, and just can't wait to get more listeners and just a lot of people just interacting. It's gonna be good, man.
Dude, that's so cool, man.
And just like you said, or not like well, what we're talking about, the hashtags. You know, like if we start using the Mr. B DJ Problems ROTPOD or whatever listeners want to kind of relate to the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And then that way, from now on into the future, we could always search ROTPOD and it'll bring up a list of from present to past. That would be pretty good to see too.
That's so cool, bro. Hell yeah, brother. Hell yeah.
So I guess that's one of the things I want the listeners to do. If you can, just, if you want to relate something to the podcast, no matter what it is, pics, videos, music, whatever it is, if you want to, related to the podcast, just hashtag it with ROTPOD, Mr. B, or DJ Problems, and you never know, like in the future, you just search for it and that'll come up like, oh, look at this dude, remember this when this guy sent this to me or something like that, you know?
Yeah, dude, hell yeah.
So enough about that. All right, iHeartRadio, spreading our wings, spreading the podcast, spreading the word, buddy. It's gonna be good, gonna be good. What was that?
I was gonna say, I'm excited, man.
Yep, yep.
Hella pumped.
And one thing you could be excited about is Amazing Spider-Man 2. That's what myself, Mrs. B, and Little B watched this weekend. The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Dude, you know what, Mr. B? I have sorry, brother. I was Facebooking a post.
Oh, that's cool. Keep it going. Keep it going.
I have Spider-Man 1 on VHS, brother, and I was about to crack that shit open. And I do have Spider-Man 1 and 2, I believe, on DVD.
Uh-huh.
So, dude, there's another hero that, I wouldn't say hero, let me rephrase that, a super villain. And I know Spider-Man ain't no fucking super villain, he ain't a villain, but that's just what I call him, you know what I mean? he's definitely a super villain that's in my corner of the ring, you know what I mean? I really like Spider-Man too, man. So Spider-Man, Batman, any man, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fucking any man that's got some badass fucking powers, dog, could be on the team, you know what I mean?
What about Ant-Man?
Yeah, I could be the Ant-Man.
We watched this weekend, and it's a pretty good movie. It's a pretty good movie. And already critics are telling telling people and in the blogs and stuff like that, they're saying that this, the Amazing Spider-Man 2 is the story's not good. It's just they're just saying some pretty negative things about the movie already.
Just being critics.
Just being critics, yeah. But the Rot Pot stars, I give this. I don't know. It's just I want to say 5, but probably like a 4. I'll give 4 out of 5 Rot Pot stars.
Why do you say 4 out of 5?
5 would probably be
a good movie.
Like real like.
They'd have to outdo the first couple ones, I think. I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, but 4 out of 5 is good though. It's pretty good. And yeah, if you have kids, children, nephews, nieces, I'd recommend taking them to this because they'll like the action and they'll like Spider-Man. But yeah, the action is good and just a typical Spider-Man doing his hero duties with his web slinging.
Is he letting the Green Goblin go?
Green Goblin's in this one, buddy.
Yeah.
Yep. And the effects and everything like that in this movie, it's pretty good too.
You want to fucking hear something funny that just popped into my head, man?
Go for it.
Larry King looks like the Goblin, bro.
Larry King does. Oh, he does.
He fucking looks like the Goblin. Like, fuck, dude. And he sounds like him, too. I could just see Larry King turn into the Goblin right on the set of his show.
when he says bye, he just takes off on his thing, huh?
Yeah, dude. Oh, shit. Yeah, that just jumped in my head.
Spider-Man. Yeah. Yeah. One of the things I want to say is, like, sometimes when we pause, you know, like, me or DJ, we're usually posting on the social media. So that's what I was doing right now, too. So just want to mention that.
Tell me, hey, DJ, keep it going.
DJ, keep it going. And start yelling at you.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we... Rio 2, we also watch Rio 2.
Yeah.
Remember the Blue Birds, the Blue Macaws? It's a good story. It's a good movie. That one I would say for an adult, maybe like 3 out of 5.
Yeah. Is it more of a kid's movie?
More of a kid's movie, but then for a kid it could be a 4 or 5. Two good kids movies, Spider-Man and Rio 2, but Rio 2's more toward kids and Spider-Man could be with the adults too. That's all I got to say about that. The one game I played that I favored this week, I played a few games, but one game I favored this weekend is called Pixel Junk Monsters for the PS Vita.
Pixel Junk Monsters?
Yep, it's another tower defense games, and you're just this dude that sets up his towers and shoots these other monsters, and you just gotta shoot these monsters before they get to your little house and before they take your people away from you. It's pretty good, man.
Dude, a lot of my friends are getting into that Clash of Clans.
Clash of Clans?
Yeah, I got a buddy that he's like, you play Clash of Clans yet? I was like, man, hell no.
Hell no.
That's just like Candy Crush, bro. I don't wanna fucking play that shit. But yeah, man, he's all pumped. He's like, dude, we got a big old base, we're killing people, we're just taking shit over, bro. He's like, we run shit. And I was like, oh, yeah, you run shit or what? But yeah, man.
We run this. Oh, snap. It's iOS and Android, huh?
Yeah.
Clash of Clans allows players to build their community, train troops, and attack other players to earn gold and elixir while building their own defense to protect against attackers. Oh, yes, snap. So this is almost like a tower defense game, huh?
Yeah, exactly. So that comes back to the tower defense type deal where, you know, you protect your fort or whatever the hell, and dude, you battle down. There's all kinds of crazy shit that happens, and there's little like skull dudes that jump out and like witches that fly around and fuck shit up.
Oh,
it's crazy,
snap.
Dude.
Goblin type witches.
Yeah, dude, definitely they fly around like the goblin for sure.
Oh, since it's a tower defense, I think I'm gonna try this.
Oh shit, Mr. V, get to it. And let me know how you like it.
All right. Yeah, Clash of Clans. I'm gonna do it, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, Pixel Junk Monsters. I recommend this if you're into tower defense games. It's pretty addicting, and I never really played it before just because I looked at the pictures and the gameplay. I did watch gameplay of it, but it didn't really want me to. I didn't really get into it just by watching the videos and the pictures. So, but once I got my hands on it, it's good.
Do you like it?
I like it. I like it a lot. Yeah, I wonder when that Dumb and Dumber 2, was it like 2015?
Oh, I know, dude. I wonder when that's going to come out.
It's going to be good, man.
I can't wait. I hope it's not. I hope it's like the original, man, because the original shit was a lot funnier than the second one that I seen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I thought the second.
Like the prequel, huh?
Yeah, it was like they were like really young looking, dude. Like it didn't. It was just, I don't know, man. I didn't really like it at all. I think Jim Carrey is an amazing actor, along with, fuck, dude.
Harry Dunn,
yeah, dude. Shoot me because I didn't know that. God damn it. But yeah, dude, just good actors, man. It was just a real good, it was a real good movie. Classic, yeah. For sure.
It was Jeff Daniels.
Jeff Daniels?
Yeah, Harry Dunn was Jeff Daniels.
Remember the dog fucking... The dog van they had, yo, my homeboys all drinking that piss while they're driving down the road.
Oh, yeah. Get the hell out of here. Get the hell out of here.
He's like, hey, I wouldn't drink that. And he goes, don't tell me what to do. And he fucking drinks it, and he's like, oh, shit. And then he starts nutting up all fucking, get the hell out of here.
Yo. That says Dumb and Dumber 2, 2014 of November.
Ooh, so Thanksgiving.
So it's this year.
Nice.
Yep. Cool, DJ. What about you? Anything you want to share with the people?
I released a new mix.
Oh, yeah. You released another one?
Yeah. Did we talk about it last time? Why just fucking...
Yeah, the 38-minute long one?
Oh, yeah. Did we talk about that?
Yeah, we did, bro.
Oh, never mind.
Well, just a refresher.
Yeah, a refresher. Oh, I hit over 4,000 plays, brother. I'm so happy about that, man. Any of the listeners out there, and including you, Mr. B, thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting. Like, I know 4,000 plays isn't a lot. And, you know, some people could say, oh, well, it's easy to get plays. You know, you can just fucking keep hitting the shit. But you know what, man? Like, honestly, there's sometimes when people don't listen to my fucking music. Honestly, like, they don't listen to my mixes. And, you know, sometimes it's hard to get plays, you know what I mean? And if I stop making mixes like I did for a couple months, it's like, you know, the people forget. And it's not because they want to or anything. It's just more shit comes out and a lot of other things come out, you know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, I'm so happy that I got 4,000 plays. Really, 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 really stoked about that.
Yeah, that is good. That's pretty good, bro.
It's a trip, brother. Sometimes music is crazy, and yeah, shit, I'm just along for the ride, dude. I don't really want to put like a label on anything, like, you know what I mean? I'm along for the ride. I'm just doing what I like to do, and I'm surprised that people actually listen. So yeah.
I got
4,000 plays, almost hit 500 followers on Twitter. Shout out to all the Twitter followers, new and existing.
Shout out. Thank you
guys. Yeah, thank you guys so much. Been trying to be more interactive on the social media and stuff, because there for a while, you know, I wasn't on. So trying to get back on that and just be social more, you know.
Yes, sir. Yeah, give a shout out to some new followers too. Twitterverse.
Twitterverse? Oh, is that what we should call it? The Twitterverse.
Twitterverse.
The Twitterverse.
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah, man. So, let's see, movies. I seen some good movies, man, on Netflix I was watching. I actually watched Valkyrie.
Valkyrie with Tom Cruise?
Yes, sir, with Tom Cruise. It's a trip-ass movie, dude.
It is. You gotta watch it and listen to it, huh?
Yeah, it's you gotta watch it a couple times, dude. It's one of those movies like that you need to watch a couple times because it's really detailed. You know, shit's happening. Fucking, it's crazy. It's about fucking Hitler, basically. You know what I mean? Or trying to, I think, kill him. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Trying to get rid of him or something like that, or stop him.
Dethrone him.
Yeah, exactly. Like dethrone him. So that was pretty interesting. I'm really into the history type shit, so really like watching movies like that. You know what I mean? Kind of get into it and. You know, get lost in the storyline. I also seen a movie called Flight by with Denzel Washington, dog. Right. And let me tell you what, that fucking movie was crazy, dude. Denzel, man, he is a good fucking actor, dude. Like, have you seen the movie before, Mr. B?
Yeah.
It's a trip, right? Like, he's in this, he's a fucking basically, you know, a little 30-second rundown. He's basically a pilot for an airline, a big, huge corporate airline. The plane fails. The fucking wing flaps on the tail get stuck. And, the plane completely fucking is going down at like 20,000 feet. And, the night before, Denzel Washington had been doing coke and fucking drinking and staying up with the fucking flight attendant.
Yeah.
And so they went into work the next day and fucking that plane crash happened and he ends up saving the fucking plane, dude. And like only a couple people die. And then he ends up going to fucking prison because they took a blood sample from him right after the crash and they found out that he was fucking, he was doing drugs and shit. And this whole time they're trying to get him to stop drinking and doing drugs and shit. And, they work out the case to where, you know, the FAA and all that shit's gonna fucking wave him by and just say it wasn't his fault. And dude, he fucking blows it right at the end of the movie in the courtroom. And he's like, you know what? Now that's why we're sitting here in this fucking jail cell telling a story. And I was like, holy shit, this movie's a trip. I was all pumped watching that fucking movie. So, yeah.
He would have gotten away with it too, huh?
Oh, dude, he would have gotten away right at the end. And she looks at him and he goes, but you know what? I was fucking doing blah-da-da-da-da and this and that. And fucking everybody in the courtroom was like, oh, my God, you stupid asshole. And John Goodman's in that movie, man. God, man, John Goodman is – let me just say this. John Goodman is such a great actor. I have a lot of respect for that, dude. He is a really, really, really amazing actor, man. You know. He's done a lot of movies, you know, looking back on shit, you know, he's in some of my favorite movies, dude, like, The Big Lebowski.
The Big Lebowski, yeah.
Oh my fucking God, dude. And, Flight Now is the new favorite on my list, dude. He's, he's in that one. He just plays crazy motherfuckers, dude, and it's dope. It's just, I don't know, I like the dude. Yeah. You know what I mean? Cool dude, so.
He's, 61 years old.
Yeah, man, he's getting up there, huh?
He's getting up there.
You're always young at heart, brother. You ain't never too old to smoke a joint, right? Smoke one for JC. I'm just kidding. But yeah, man, Flight, good movie. Flight, if you guys haven't seen it, check it out. Epic shit.
And one of the movies that he voices in is for the kids also is Monsters.
Oh, yeah, Sully.
Sully.
Sullivan.
He's a yo, Sully. I'm surprised he didn't remember his name.
It's a good movie, man. Good, good movie.
Cool, cool. All right, buddy. New releases? Redbox?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's do it.
Hobbit. Veronica Mars.
Sorry, brother.
Most popular. Or actually, another new release, 47 Ronin. It's with, what was his name? Matrix Neo.
Oh, Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves. All I know him is the one.
I was about to say Macaulay Culkin. The one. That ain't even the right dude, yo.
Neo.
Oh, shit.
I don't know how you put Neo and Macaulay Culkin together.
I thought Keanu Reeves and, like, Neo, like, I don't know what the fuck I was thinking, dude, but Macaulay Culkin just popped in my head, yo.
Macaulay Culkin.
Home alone.
Man, that kid's getting old, huh?
Dude. He was looking pretty bad there for a second, right?
Yeah, with all the drugs and stuff like that.
Poor dude, man. He was looking tarnished, but, you know, I think he's doing good now. Fucking shit happens to the best of them, you know what I mean? Even me. So, I don't blame the homeboy for fucking chilling.
He's 33 years old.
Damn, really?
Yeah, he looks pretty old too, man. It's crazy.
Crazy when those movies came out, man. You just think
Home Alone?
Yeah, you just think back to that little fucking kid with blonde hair, blue eyes, dude. Yeah.
Christmas time, too.
Yeah, right?
And it's a little boy, and it's a little boy.
That little motherfucker wasn't innocent at all, dude. He was vicious.
You know, just like Miley Cyrus, huh?
Twerking, dude.
Twerking. You know.
Off of JC. Shit.
Yep. Most popular Red Box Hercules, Labor Day, Walking with the Dinosaurs, Grudge Match. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I seen The Hobbit, man, or at least some of it. I think the newest one, I think. And, dude, it's, I don't know what's the right word for it, bro. It's, theatrical. Is that the fucking right word? Like, right?
Like,
it's real, not theatrical. It's real, I don't know what science fiction is that real? Science fiction? Is that real?
No, that's...
Is that fake?
Fake.
Okay. So, I mean, I don't know. It's just got, like, a lot of crazy shit happening. And, you know, you've seen, like, The Ring and shit, like, you know what I mean? Or whatever the hell those movies are.
Yeah.
Lord of the Rings or whatever. The Ring.
The Ring.
Lord of the Rings. So it's just, like, it follows that, dude. I just, it's a trip, though. If you can get into it, bro, smoke a joint, sit there, dude. Fucking, it's long as shit, but hell, dude, it's some crazy epic shit happening in there.
It is. It's real long, man.
Yeah, it's incredibly long. It's like 3 hours or some shit like that.
Got stuck up on your
joints.
Joints.
Smoking two or three.
On your joints, junk food and drinks. And nachos.
Oh, shit.
And Twizzlers.
You can do joints, juice and, junk food.
Oh, JJ, triple J's.
The triple J's. Oh, J. Shit. I'm gonna have to hashtag that. Triple J.
Triple J. I'm going to hashtag it right now, buddy. Capital T. Capital J. Yes, son.
So, yeah, man, if you're into that, like I said, I don't know how to, I want to say anime, but it's not anime, goddammit. You know, if you're into those, like,
movies.
Science fiction movies, it's a good movie, dude, definitely. I mean, I would give it a watch for first time, dude. You know what I mean? If you haven't seen it, maybe you want to try it out. Definitely worth watching. It's long, but if you can sit through it, it's definitely worth it.
Yeah, and it's on Redbox, so it's only $1.20, $1.50.
That's better than going to the fucking movies, man.
Yep, yeah.
Shit. It's like $20 or $25 a person now, dude. $30 a person, like, for the 3D.
3D.
Shit.
Not Triple J 3D. Triple J, take Triple J to Fandango, to the Rio 24.
Go to the Rio.
Rio. Opening this week, Neighbors. Remember that fraternity moves next door to this little family? Did you see the previews to that?
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay, Neighbors. It's going to be a good one, good funny one. Mom's Night Out. And Legend of Oz, the animated Dorothy's Return. That's the three coming out this weekend. Weekend.
You know what that reminds me of? That Dodge commercial. Sunday.
Yes, sir. All right, buddy. Tech stories. You ready?
Tech.
Adidas confirms offline Spotify playback coming to its Smart Run Android Watch.
Fucking Mr. B, goddammit. Mr. B posted on Facebook where the King looks and sounds like a goblin. Dude.
You like that?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, Adidas has a Smart Run watch. And basically, it's just a Fit watch. Tracks everything as those other Fit watches. But the one good thing about this is you'll be able to kind of like cache tracks from Spotify. So when you run, you don't have to be online. It'll be kind of like temporarily saves it to the watch. And when you're running, it plays the music for you. Then after you're finished, I guess it erases it. And then you can put some more tracks on it if you want.
Man, this is like what we were talking about with Nike, dude.
Yep.
Stick to your shoes, players.
Player.
Oh, fuck. Dude, my mom had a good laugh about that. And she had listened to our podcast. I went down to her. I rode my motorcycle down to her house. Across town. And I was like, check this shit out. We're talking about fucking the Golden Girls in Lifetime. She's like, what the Golden fuck Girls? You guys? Yeah, she's like, what the fuck you guys talking about that for? So we started listening to it, and it was like, player. Oh, shit, dude. Yeah, it was good shit.
So she's shout out to DJ's mom. Player.
What's up, mama problems? Player.
Hashtag mama problems.
Hashtag mama problems. Show mama problems some love.
Yep. Show mama problems. This new TV show that's coming in 2014 and 2015 season. Batman TV prequel. It's going to be called Gotham. It's going to be a prequel to the newer Batmans that recently, the 1, 2, and 3. It's just going to be a prequel to that TV show coming 2014, 2015. It's going to be some dude is going to be playing a younger Bruce Wayne. How you like them apples?
Bruce Wayne, new Batman?
It's just a prequel, and it's going to be a TV show.
Why do they always do fucking prequels before the fucking after the fact that shit comes out, dude? Like, oh, I'm all mixed up about that, but you know what I mean, right?
Yeah.
Like, dude, come on. Like, the fuck, make a movie and then make a fucking sequel, not a fucking prequel. What the fuck were you thinking? You should have just made that one before. Fuck.
The next, we're going to make a prequel to Rot Pod Bunny. We're going to call it Baby Rot Pod.
The baby pod.
Baby pod.
The pre-pod.
The pre-pod, yo.
What's a caterpillar? What are they called? Arthropods?
The...
It's going to be like an arthropod. I'm just kidding. I'm stupid, dude. Never mind. Just never mind, dude.
I know what you mean, though. Hopefully the listeners know what you mean. So I think they put that pick in their head.
Fucking, we're talking about fucking pre-potting, and I'm talking about fucking caterpillars. Oh, fuck, dude. Sorry, Mr.
And then later we turn into butterflies?
Hey, bro, spread your wings and fly the fuck away.
Stay on the ground with the Rot Pod listeners, buddy. Don't fly away. DJ, don't fly away, man. Playa, playa. You know what players do nowadays?
Players don't fuck up, that's for sure.
That's right, they don't do that. Because they got this new hashtag called hashtag Amazon Cart. If you're on Twitter, and you playa, playa. Spending them mills, and you see something you want to buy, you just reply to that tweet and hashtag it Amazon cart. Next time you log into your Amazon account, whatever you reply to that hashtag Amazon cart, it'll be in your cart ready to be purchased, buddy. How's that for playa, playa?
Does that mean I could get fucking pillows with weed on them and for my
in your tweets?
No, in my hashtag cart from Amazon?
Yes, sir.
Oh, shit, man. Oh, shit. It's over. It's over. No. It's over. Yeah. JC ain't got shit on this.
Nope, on weed pillows.
Hell no. He's going to be smoking one for me. He's going to be like, smoke one for DJP.
DJP. Facebook it.
Hashtag it.
Tweet it.
Instagram it.
Google Plus it. Yes, sir. So, yeah, you can do it right now, listeners, right now. If you're on Twitter and you like something you want to buy, just reply it and reply it with hashtag Amazon cart. And next time you open up your Amazon account, it'll be in your account ready to be purchased. Ready to go, buddy.
Yeah.
And the only thing you got to do is go to Amazon and just link your Twitter account. That's it. Pretty good. It's the future, buddy.
It's the future of gaming, man.
Future. Next story. It's going to blow your mind, DJ.
Let's hear it.
Sony has figured out a way to cram 185 terabytes of data onto a single cassette tape.
What?
That's right. Rewind. Sony has figured out how to cram 185 terabytes of data onto a single cassette tape.
Holy shit.
Holy shnikes.
It's called it's using technology called sputter disposition or deposition.
Yep.
What the hell?
It's all about lasers and crystals and argon ions.
Dude, that is crazy.
And if you think Blu-ray holds 50 gigs of data, and this single cassette tape is going to hold 185 terabytes of data.
Holy shit, Mr. B, wow. Wow. That's in the neighborhood of 3,700 Blu-ray films. Holy shit. That is a lot of fucking movies, dude. That's probably almost every movie on the... movie. That's probably every movie on the shelves. Guaranteed, dude. That's a lot of movies.
That's a lot of movies.
3,700? Man, Netflix ain't got shit. No, Netflix, just kidding.
I got all my movies on this cassette tape.
I know, right? You whip out a cassette tape, they're all, what the fuck is that? Yo, this has got all my DVD Blu-ray disc on it. They're like, what?
Playa, playa.
Yeah. Hashtag playa, playa.
Hashtag playa, playa. Hashtag cassette tape. Hashtag all the movies.
Oh, my God. Mr. B, right on the bottom of this damn thing. It says 10 myths and facts about getting pregnant. And I'm just tempted to look at them because I can only imagine how stupid this shit's going to be.
What's the first one?
It says you cannot conceive during your menstruation. Oh my god.
This is real talk with DJ Problems.
Yeah, right? And then, dude, this is stupid. This is funny. This is for all the fucking naive people in the world. It's like, yo. Oh my god, dude. Wow. Wow, Mr. B.
OMG. Player, player.
It says that inverted positions will boost chances of conception. So make sure you're right side up and you won't get pregnant, all right?
Oh, you don't want
to. You don't want to be on your back.
whoa!
Oh shit! Oh my gosh! Okay, fucking, we're done. We're done with that, brother. Sorry, man. I just fucking, I got sidetracked by some shit.
Yo, nah, that's cool, man. That's cool. You're just rolling.
I just can't believe this shit that's on the internet. Don't believe everything you hear on the internet.
Yo, right? Just believe. DJ.
Just believe JC.
JC. Hashtag believe the hashtag, buddy.
Ooh, did I hear some yum yum popping off?
Hell yeah, this is dedicated to you from Matthew B. Thinking about your DJ? You got fans out there, buddy.
Yeah, a smoke one for the boy. I'm feeling sorry for the homies who be smoking the weed. Chop, chop, break it down for a player like Geek, 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 Geek. Yeah. I'm about to find me a woman and ski, 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 ski,
ski. You got fans out there, buddy.
Dude, I'm going to keep smoking till I reach my peak, 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 peak.
Oh, yeah.
Some of that Luda.
That's a shout out. That's a shout out for Matthew B, 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 B.
Yeah, Matthew B, what up?
From the FB, beep, 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 beep.
Yeah, Mr. Beep, 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 beep. Nopes, nopes, nopes.
And we only play it on the ROTPODDD.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy, yeah. Rolling off track. That's how we do it, brother.
Yes, sir.
Having fun tonight. I told you I was going to be ready tonight, Mr. B.
You got the wings on, Red Bull?
Nah, I didn't get my wings, but I got my apple soda, bro.
Oh, yeah. Apple soda. Take that apple soda to the theaters. Because Spider-Man 2 just made $92 million.
Holy shit.
The Other Woman made $14 million. Man, compare that number between number 1 and number 2, $92 million to $14 million.
That's a huge number, dude.
Yep.
Holy shit.
People just walked past The Other Woman and said, let's watch Spider-Man.
Yeah, right there. I'll fuck this.
The number 3 is Heaven is for Real at 8.7 mil. Oh, and then Captain America went to number 4, 7.8 mil. I think Captain America was number 1 for like ever since it came out.
I haven't seen Captain America, dude.
Have you finished Avengers yet?
Nah, man, I haven't. Dude, I really got to get into it. You know what I mean? Like, excuse me. I really got to get into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy, I just really can't, I can't do it, man. I need to have a big joint for that one, you know what I mean?
JC. Where's JC when you need him?
I'm fucking hurting right now, dude, damn.
Hurting. You remember that, the story we talked about, those glow-in-the-dark, lanes?
The bully?
No, the glow-in-the-dark lanes on the highway.
Oh, on the highway, yeah.
Yeah, I guess they ran some trials. They put it on the streets, and it said they kind of hit a snag.
Uh-oh.
I guess when it rains, it wouldn't really light up when it got wet. So just, I guess that was one of the main problems was raining. So they're going to try and figure it out.
Well, you know what my idea would be with that, Mr. B?
What's
you don't that? Mind me talking about this for a second. Fucking, they should put, because you know all the signs that they have, that fucking neon reflective paint and shit?
Yeah.
In the white, in the yellow, in the school crossing signs, in that fucking red warning signs, whatever they got, you know, stop signs and shit like that, they're really reflective. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, maybe if they put that kind of paint into that material, as well, you know, as well as put the glow-in-the-dark material, you could still see it in the rain, because, I mean, you could still see it. Well, actually, you know what? You kind of can't see those lines in the street when it's raining, dude, with the lights on.
Yeah, that's right.
At night, it's kind of hard to see. It's kind of hard to see the lines at night, dude, especially if you got bad eyes. So yeah. Maybe that's not a good idea. I mean, I don't know. That's a big thing to talk about. That's a big idea, dude. Shit. That sucks. But, good idea though, for sure. Definitely.
Yeah. And then, yeah, like they said, they're working on it. So
yeah, man, maybe they could find a paint that is, a lot more reflective and kind of aids the glow in the dark, material or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yep, yep. Yeah, we could finish with a local Albuquerque story.
Sweet. Let's do it.
The restaurant Rock and Brews from Kiss. The restaurant's coming to Albuquerque. I guess it's popular throughout the U.S. It's called Rock and Brews.
I wonder why here.
I have no idea, buddy. But they're going to be by San Mateo, Montgomery.
Oh, shit, they're going to put Hooters out of business, dude.
Oh, yeah, Hooters is right there, too, huh?
Yeah.
So it's just a restaurant with food and beer, craft beers, craft selection.
I wonder why they're coming to Albuquerque. I would really like to know why they... Oh, they said they're doing it in New Mexico, Arizona, and Texas.
Yeah. Well, you know, remember the Hard Rock Casino, too?
Didn't they take that out?
Yeah, they recently did. How they changed it back?
The fuck were they thinking, man? That was a big ass waste of money.
Yeah.
No doubt, that Slitta got a fucking nice ass dude. Wow, yo, they got hooked the fuck up. They got a nice golf course and all kinds of cool shit there now.
Yes, sir.
Their hotel's actually really nice, dude. So not too bad. But wow, yeah, dude, it's crazy to hear that. You know, that shit's gone and. Another one's coming in, or at least a brew pub or whatever, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I just gotta see what it is, see what it's all about.
Rock party.
And there was a few mentions about it on FB, and people are excited about it.
Let's go do a fucking podcast there, brother.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a little bit easier for us to mosey on down to San Mateo, right?
Yeah, but I don't think they started converting it into it yet.
Wait, where are they gonna put it?
It's going to be at that, remember that Zia's? The one that's right in front of that that Chinese restaurant, that Chinese buffet by Del Taco.
Oh, shit, really?
Across from...
Chick-fil-A and all that shit.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A.
It's in the Grand Central Station parking lot, right?
Yep.
Man, that's crazy, dude.
There's going to be a lot of people going from that to the restaurant, too, right after, you know?
Oh, dude, if they stay open fucking late, man, they're going to make lots of money. But you know what? All I got to say to those guys...
Player.
No. Y'all better watch the fuck out. Albuquerque's a crazy crowd.
Oh,
fucking,
yeah.
And especially at Graham's, you got a bunch of fucking jabronis that go through that shit. So be prepared to have security at your place. Like, that's all I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
There's some pretty, pretty out there people. So protect yourselves. Get ready for the commotion.
Protect yourself before you wreck yourself. Yes, sir. Give a shout out to new followers, new listeners. Thanks for following. Thanks for listening.
Hell yeah. I really appreciate it, brother. I know you do, Mr. B. You put a lot of work and effort into the Raw Pod. And, dude, I'm honored to be on this show with you, brother. That's all I can say, man. That's, yeah, honestly, all I can say is I'm honored to be on the show with you, Mr. B. It's fucking awesome.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you. Yo. Yeah, more to come, number 6-9. And I want to give a tip. Ready for this tip?
Let's hear it.
When you buy a fountain drink anywhere, gas station, store, whatever, make sure the lid is on tight.
Hell yeah.
Because if you're in your vehicle and you're driving and you want to take a sip with that, even with that straw on, and you barely tilt it, you barely tilt it down and the lid's not on right, it's gonna get on you.
It's gonna go all over the place.
You know, even though when you have to look at it from the side, and you gotta make sure the lid's on.
Yeah.
You know, if it's not, I'm telling you, it's gonna get on you. So be careful. Check your lids.
Everybody, check them lids, cause you don't want your beverage spilling all your libation spilling all over you, right?
Your beverage. That's right, buddy. Oh, and another one message listener looking for a babysitter in ABQ area. You know any babysitters?
I don't, man. I don't. Fucking honestly.
Give your baby to Mama Problems.
Nah, she says no grandkids.
No grandkids.
Yeah, she's been telling me that for a long time. She's like, little motherfucker, I'm too young to be having grandkids, right? So don't be giving me no fucking kids. I'm just joking. She's mad cool. She'd be so excited if I had a little one to give to her, bro.
Yo.
But no babysitting. She don't like no babysitting. No babysitting. It's like, nah.
So anybody want to babysit for some cash? I don't know. Maybe. Serious or not, ROTPOD it.
I need some cash, but I'm not a babysitter. No, hell no. I'm good with kids, bro. I'm down to hang out with little ones, bro. Sometimes they get a little bit of wildness running through them, dude, and it's like, oh, shit.
Oh, snap.
But hell no, dude. I like kicking it with the little ones, bro. Yeah, they're cool. Yeah. They're mad cool. They got a lot of shit to say, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like rolling off track. So give them one thing and don't lead to everything else.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. There's like, dude, this is a conversation with a young one, man. It's just like, one story is completely, they're going to tell you the beginning of a story and then jump right to the end of the story and then tell you the beginning again. Then they're going to jump right to the middle and then they're going to be like on another story at the end of it. And you're like, yo, is this the same story?
Yeah.
Yeah, just like DJP on Rolling Off Track.
Yes, sir. Hey, that could be our pre-pod, doing a podcast with babies.
Oh, shit.
Because they get rolling off track easy, like Mr. B and DJP.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right, buddy, number 69.
Number 69's in the book. Man, dude, this one fell quick.
Yo. Thanks, listeners, followers. There's a lot to say. From my side, from me, and I just want to say there's more coming, and just try and search try and use the hashtag ROTPOD, Mr. B or DJ Problems, and it'll be easier to find throughout the podcast and just to mention it.
Look on the interwebs, get on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, SoundCloud. Let's get followers up, listeners out there. Let's tune in. Let's get some more followers and fans. We love you guys and appreciate you guys with all the support.
Yup, yup, yup.
Right, Mr. B?
Yes, sir. DJ?
Yes, sir.
Heisenberg or... Ooh. Or...
Don't tell me Jesse, bro.
Or Tony Montana.
Ooh, fuck. Damn, dude, you got some good ones. Oh, I'm going to say Heisenberg, bro. I'm repping the ABQ all day long.
Yeah, 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 DJ.
Yeah, yeah.
Any last words?
Thank you, guys. Appreciate all the followers. And find us on iHeartRadio soon. Yeah, yeah.